This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Mary Kissel, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, now Executive Vice President Stevens Incorporated, commenting on the reports that Russia is looking for negotiations with Kyiv about no longer attacking energy sources, Kyiv's electricity, Russia's oil facilities. However, there's also the mention now and again that Mr. Trump, if successful in the presidential contest, will seek to end the war in Ukraine. Can he bring Moscow and Kyiv to the same table? Mary comments on that, comments also on how the Trump administration dealt with aggressors such as Vladimir Putin, and a phrase that Mary used at State Department to describe how hard it was to take anything Russia says as fact. Here's Mary Kissel, reflecting on her time at State with Mike Pompeo, looking to the Trump administration, if successful, and how they will handle Ukraine. Much to learn. Here's Mary.
Well, certainly you can't trust anything that Russia says. So I think it's, of course, good to engage in talks if you believe there's any chance of some sort of agreement on things like maintaining energy supplies into the very, very cold winter that's about to descend on the region. By the same token, you just cannot trust what the Russians say. We had a phrase when I was at State vis-a-vis China, but I think it applies here too. It was kind of an inversion that I came up with of Reagan's maxim, trust but verify. I said it's distrust and verify when it comes to the Chinese, and the same is true of the Russians. Is there a deal to be had? Well, that depends. That depends on how much pain the United States and our allies bring to bear on Moscow. It depends on the Ukrainians' willingness to accept war crimes and other horrific treatment of their innocent civilians at the hands of the Russian army. And again, it depends on just, you know, what the situation is in Moscow and how secure Putin's grip is on power and whether or not we can leverage that. So I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know if Trump could come in and do a deal, but I do know that our administration had expanded and deepened our deterrence. Our enemies feared us, and that's a big part of the reason why we were able to get deals done, like the Abraham Accords, because we meant what we said, and we were very clear about who our friends and our enemies were.